Well, at the Australian Pipelines and Gas Association conference in Darwin, one of the hot topics was renewable hydrogen. The hydrogen economy is apparently going to be the next big thing. But how many of you actually know what renewable hydrogen is? What does it look like? How do you make it? We'll be speaking to an expert in a moment, but first, here's a bit from the Australian Pipelines and Gas Association's Chief Executive, Steve Davies, talking about hydrogen.
There's a lot of interest in a hydrogen economy at the highest levels of government and industry, and it offers such opportunities for the people in our industry. And it's great that we're slightly ahead of the curve with the Future Fuels CRC already up and running. That shows amazing foresight and a little bit of lucky timing, you know, for us to have been thinking about this 18 months ago. Everyone's talking about hydrogen right now, so it's great that we're a little bit ahead.
Steve Davies from the Australian Pipelines and Gas Association. He says everyone is talking about hydrogen. And so are we here at the Country Hour. Ben Wilson is the Chief Executive of Australian Gas Infrastructure Group, a company that is starting to invest heavily into this sector. Ben, what's your simplest way of explaining what renewable hydrogen is?
So hydrogen is the simplest and most common element in the universe. It's not found in elemental form on Earth. It's actually mostly found in the form of water. Water, of course, being H2O, two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. If you create pure hydrogen, it's actually a fantastic energy carrier. It carries more joules of energy per kilogram than almost anything else. It's twice as energy dense as diesel or petrol, for example.
So how do you make pure hydrogen?
So there's two ways to make hydrogen, so-called brown or blue hydrogen, which you make it from natural gas or from coal, and that's how hydrogen historically has been made and is made for industrial use today. But more excitingly, and the transforming opportunity that is ahead of us, is so-called renewable hydrogen. So renewable hydrogen, you make that by taking water, H2O, you pass renewable electricity through the water, electricity from solar or wind, and you split the water into hydrogen and oxygen. You allow the oxygen to vent to atmosphere. You capture the hydrogen, and there you've essentially got renewable power, solar power, in stored form. You have literally liquid sunshine.
Is this being done anywhere in Australia right now?
It's being done in small scenarios around Australia today. The first large-scale production of renewable hydrogen is actually a project that we're working on in Adelaide. We're working with the South Australian government, and we're building a 1.25-megawatt electrolyzer at Tonsley, which is the renewable hub of Adelaide, south of Adelaide, that will produce renewable hydrogen from solar power, and we'll blend that into our gas grid.
And what do you hope that will be the start of?
We hope, Matt, that'll be the start of a transition to a hydrogen economy in Australia. And there's two big opportunities here. One is export. We have almost unlimited potential for solar and wind power in Australia, but we can't store it easily at large scale, and we can't export it. Turn that solar and wind power into hydrogen. We can store it. We can put it on a ship and send it to Japan and Korea in the same way that we do with natural gas today. That's a massive export opportunity. The other attractive opportunity with hydrogen is transport, in particular heavy haulage. Because hydrogen is so light, actually a very efficient fuel for long-distance transport. It's carbon-free when you burn it, but unlike a battery, it's much, much lighter. If you had a battery-powered truck, about half the truck would have to be the battery. Mm. But with hydrogen, it's actually lighter than diesel. Those are the two big long-term opportunities. But there's actually a kickstart opportunity here, which is to blend hydrogen into our natural gas networks. You can mix it up to about 10% with methane. That's really no impact on the end user, on appliances. But it starts us down the track of decarbonizing the gas networks. And it also gives you a source of demand to kickstart the supply journey on hydrogen.
So the thousands of kilometres of gas pipelines right around Australia, they would suit a blend of hydrogen and natural gas?
You need to look at it pipeline by pipeline. What we will find is that most of the large pipelines will be able to take a percentage of hydrogen, some a lot, some not so much. It depends on how old they are, the type of materials they're made of, and the pressure that they're operating at. The distribution networks, the last mile networks to homes and businesses around the country, they're generally these days made of plastic pipes. They're in fact suitable actually for 100% hydrogen. So there's a lot of scope for blending hydrogen into pipelines and networks around the country.
Is Australia ahead of the game when it comes to this emerging sector, or what's the rest of the world doing?
I'd say we're in a vanguard of a number of countries that are looking at this. I wouldn't say we're necessarily in a leadership role, but we've certainly got that potential. On the consumption side, hydrogen is a very big feature in Japan and Korea, but they're really looking as consumers of that. On the producer side...
And is that for their transport, their consumers in the transport industry?
General energy use. General energy use. They're massive importers. They're very, very short on natural resources. So they import a lot of natural gas and coal and oil today. And what they would like to do is actually decarbonize by switching from natural gas and oil to hydrogen over the long term. So they'd use it for power generation, for direct use in the gas networks, and also for transport.
I've got a little bit of audio here from the Northern Territory's Resources Minister, Ken Vowles, talking about hydrogen.
As part of the energy mix, and I will say to the room, I am a massive fan of hydrogen.
He's a massive fan, Ben Wilson. What opportunities do you see in the Northern Territory for this?
Look, the Northern Territory today is a big exporter of natural gas, and therefore that puts the Northern Territory in a really great place with, in terms of infrastructure, to be able to export liquid hydrogen or ammonia in the future. So you've got the export capability, and you've got the production capability, right? There's a lot of sunshine in the Northern Territory, a lot of scope for solar farms. Domestic demand in the NT is small, given the small population, but if you can convert that sunshine into hydrogen, liquid sunshine, put it in ships and send it to Asia, that's a massive opportunity for the NT.
Converting seawater into renewable hydrogen, how easy is that?
It requires a little bit more energy than using fresh water, but it's certainly a concept. A lot of people ask about the water requirements for electrolysis. Since we're making hydrogen out of water, does that mean we need to use vast amounts of water? And the answer to that is no. So, for example, we did a study where we said, take Adelaide. If you imagine you replace all the natural gas consumption in Adelaide with hydrogen, how much water would you need to do that? And the answer is about 2 or 3% of the amount of water that SA Water delivers on a daily basis. So it's measurable, but it's small. It's not going to cause us a big water problem.
So when are you expecting to complete that initial demonstration plant in Adelaide?
We're hoping to have first hydrogen production about this time next year, so towards the end of 2019.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for your time today on The Country Hour.
Much appreciated. Glad to be on the show. Thank you.